Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lucky Pires, this morning. Trust that all of you are doing very well. And today in our sports roundup, it's all about cricket. Now, the under-19 50-over semi-final game was played between Afghanistan and India yesterday at Bulawayo. Afghanistan batting first made 310 for 4 wickets. A very good score, though. But India, with their strong batting lineup, had absolutely no problem getting to the target in just 41.1 overs, mind you. 311 for 3. Thus, they have beaten Afghanistan by 7 wickets, and they'll join England in the finals of this prestigious ICC tournament, and that is scheduled to be played on Friday. So, the 50 over under-19 multi-tournament World Cup. The finalists are England against India. We had a few warm-up games, so as we all know that the World Cup is scheduled to get underway on the 7th of February. India beat South Africa in their warm-up game. India batting first made 240 for 6 and the Proteas 210 for 7. So India registered a win by 30 runs. The Irish-Pakistan game, which was scheduled to be played here in Sri Lanka at the SSC, was abandoned due to inclement weather. Afghanistan took on the West Indies in a warm-up game. Afghanistan have won this game by 23 runs. Batting first, Afghanistan made 182 for 6, and all that the Caribbeans could muster was 158 for 7. Moving on, Namibia had a great day in a warm-up game. They beat Scotland by 6 runs. Namibia batting first, 226 for 4 wickets, and Scotland 220 for 5. Remember, Scotland have been qualified for the World Cup because Bangladesh pulled out of the multi-tournament. What are the games coming up today, the warm-up games? Because remember, the World Cup is just on the corner on the 7th. So today, Oman will play against Zimbabwe, Canada against Nepal, Australia play against Netherlands, and New Zealand in the United States of America. Right, now here is the big news. The finals of the women's IPL is scheduled to get underway today, Sri Lanka time, approximately 7 o'clock. RCB or Royal Challengers Bangalore will play against Delhi Capitals in the 2026 Women's IPL. That's the International Premier League. RCB, Royal Challengers Bangalore, led by Smriti Mandana, are favourites. But Delhi Capitals, led by Jemima Rodriguez, are no pushovers. So that'll be a very interesting final. Sadly, favourites, Mumbai Indians, out of the finals. So well played, both RCB and DC. Looking forward to the final this evening. So please keep your eyes focused on that. Now, the Pakistan Cricket Board has given the reasons to the International Cricket Council as to why they do not want to play India in the forthcoming T20 World Cup. They have clearly stated, we are prepared to forfeit the 2 points. Well, the negotiations seem to have come to a deadlock, but we are not sure as to what ICC will basically decide about the entire scenario, because remember that Pakistan is a member of the ICC and pulling out for reasons, geopolitical reasons. That's what I'm trying to state here, though. I'm not too sure as to what decisions will be taken, but the PCB has given a reason to the ICC as to why they do not want to play India in the forthcoming T20 World Cup. Before I wind up, let me also remind all of you that we might see 5 players who will be playing in the T20 this year. This could be their last T20 World Cup for their respective teams. Australian Glenn Maxwell, David Miller of South Africa, Adil Rashid of England, Sikandar Raza of Zimbabwe, and Mohammed Nabi of Afghanistan. Now, it is predicted that this will be the final time that these great players, absolute legends of cricket, will be representing their respective countries in the T20 format in a World Cup competition. That's the news that I need to share with you this morning. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Peris. We hope you did enjoy our podcast on cricket as much as we did enjoy bringing it to you. Before I wind up, remember the WIPL finals between RCB and Delhi Capitals will be a very interesting game, because you will see some fantastic world-class women cricketers in pursuit today in India. So let's support women's cricket. Wish both Smriti Mandana and Jemima Rodrigues, the two respective captains, all the very best. Right, look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Meantime, sit back, relax, get that headset on. Want to spin your record for your relaxing pleasure.